Okay. We finished the story of the creation of Adam HaRishon. Yahar Elokim is Kolosha also. Hine Tov Mo'od. That means as follows. For 6 days, a lot of individual things have been created. For 6 days, it's Kitov. When everything is finished, besides individual things, there's a totality. How the whole thing hangs together. The whole thing functions in a coordinated way. And one of the most amazing things about the universe is exactly that. The whole thing functions together in a totally coordinated way. That's one thing. That is, take a look in the Ramban. When he talks. What a kiyum. What does that mean? In order for something to sustain itself in a stable manner, means all parts have to fit together. You take all the different parts of an automobile, it can be perfect. If you put it together, it doesn't function as an automobile, there's no point. All sorts of different parts of the world. How good is world created? The fact that it all hangs together in a coordinated, stable way. And that's Kiyum, the Ramban talks about. That is, it's a system that works and continues to work. Take a look in Chazal. Chazal had an additional way of thinking. Tov Ma'od is the Hamoves. Tov Ma'od is the Yetzer Hara. What are Chazal trying to tell us? There's certain things in this world that you may think there's something wrong. It's a negative part of the Bria. The whole Bria was made in a way to function in such a way it's Tov mode. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created is Tov. Is the Yetzirah in this world? Yes, of course it's the Yetzirah in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah. Why did he create the Yetzirah? Without it, the world couldn't function. If people did not have all the different types people have, they're part of the functioning of the world. And every one of the types that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created can be used to tov, can be used to ra. It's there for a purpose. Medrash says the Chazal said, "Oh, it's too difficult. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take it away." So the next day, no one got up to work. No one did anything. He said, give it back. What are they trying to say? Doesn't mean that story happened. They're saying that if people were not motivated for money, for power, etc., the whole way the world functions wouldn't happen. Doesn't mean that the way it's being used in a negative way is proper. No. For instance, Kadosh Baruch Hu, after he created, Od Chava, he says, Al ken yazav ishes ov v'yimo v'dovat ishta. He created, and human beings, and man a taivas noshim, women taivas anoshim, in a different way. Why? Because the natural way society is supposed to function is with a family. That's the glue that holds the family together. Let her just be like all the animals. So everything in this world that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, nothing intrinsically evil. Moves. No. That means the world grows and develops in all sorts of ways. Dor ho'leichu dor bo. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. So that each generation should have the opportunity to be themselves and develop themselves in a way. And that is Tov Mo'od. Vayichul ha-shamayim v'ha-aretz v'chol tzva. The Farshim says as follows, the Rambam says it, the Rambam says each in his own different way. For the first 6 days, the laws of nature were totally different than they are today. It was the laws of nature then that were necessary for a world that was in formation. Then, all of a sudden, that period is finished. Everything now, the laws of nature to maintain a stable universe. Nothing new. Now that word la'asos is an extra word. So, what does that mean? Ramban writes, see the different mahalch and mafarshim, not necessarily a stira, it's just pointing out different aspects of it. There's no longer in the world yesh me'ayim. There are two things that happen. On the first day, all the raw material, whether it's atomic particles, subatomic particles, super subatomic particles, they discover things all the time. That's the raw material. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the raw material of the universe into existence right away, on the first day. There is no more raw material in the world. That is preservation of matter and energy, says exactly the same thing from a different angle. Whatever there is, nothing will be added. That is number one. It's the first day. On the balance of the days, Kadosh Baruch Hu took that raw material and formed it and fashioned it into all the different things we have in the world today. He made all things, created planet Earth from that and gave it the power to give off life, etc. But that process of taking the raw material of the world and putting it into a stable fashion, that came to an end. And that coming to an end means there's no new. We have animal matter, we have vegetable matter, we have this. No new forms of existence that come to an end. So the Ramban understands it. Ramban then adds something else. And here's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, which in another 200 something years we'll find out maybe who was right. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Ketina. So the entire history of the world until Mashiach comes will be 6,000 years. Come earlier. But by 6,000 years, Mashiach has to come. And each 1,000 is represented by one day of creation. The first day, what was it? The world was tohu vavohu. Yishesh yimei breishem kol yomo tzolom ki kiyuma yiyo shesh zalof mishona. Now, the Rambam says, "Ain't a chanami." There's one Amora who says it more in Rosh Hashanah. Rambam says that's a das yachid. We don't know. Byom Hashani Yeraki Avimavda Shabbat Yom Udol of Noach Ubono Rosh Hashanah Shini Donam Amayim. The first 1,000 is Chop, is Tovo. Oh, but what was created on the first day was Or. He says that's Odom Arish. Odom recalls the man Odom Arish was alive. It was relatively difficult to worship Avodah Zarah. So, Adam Arish, he was created. He knew that he came, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with him directly. He had no parents. Despite the kfir of the late Chief Rabbi Sacks, who said he didn't have parents. No, Chumash says he didn't have parents. Chazal, he said he didn't have parents. No parents, and he had a clear understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. Avodah Zarah is not shayach while Adam Rishon is alive. Ulai lo ovad endo shavodah zarah ad shemeis Adam Rishon. So that's light to the world. And Chazal, very clear, is what brings light to the world and what brings choshech to the world. Greece is choshech. If you want to understand what Greece introduced to the world, there's a whole way of thinking. A twisted way of thinking, the only way I can describe in contemporary word terms is all the people who had the polls before the United States election. They all had it all figured out. It had nothing to do with what happened in reality. It had nothing to do with what happened in reality. So they keep doing it because they're sitting in their rooms with all this great, it should happen this way. Disconnected from all reality. Greek philosophers, it should be this way, it should be that way, it should be this way, it should be that way, it should be this way, it should be that way. And Greek science was this is the way the world should be, sitting in your room coming up with all these theories. So why do they do it? There's a goal. And the goal is, now we're Chanukah. It's important to understand. What are the differences between what Greece represented and what Torah represented? Who is the human being? We say it's guf and neshama, and the whole purpose of the guf is for the neshama. The purpose of the world is for spiritual ideas, for ruchnis. Greece is Torah. Greece is like the world today. Greece is not. The human being, his body, his mind, whatever, human being is the center in a chanamin, but it's a physical, intellectual human being with no neshama, no spiritual dimension, no connection to anything beyond. Now, once you know what your goal is, the question is to coming up to an intellectual system that justifies it. That was Greek thought. Chazal call it choshech. And the whole ideas of kfira come the idea of Greece. Evolution. Evolution is a very interesting theory. It has nothing to back it up. It's a theory. So why do people have theories? Things happen one after the other. On the one hand, they used to believe, at least the Goyish world did, in spontaneous generation, life can just come into existence. When spontaneous generation went out, so then the question is, all life comes from life that comes from life that comes from life that comes from life. That means you just can't pop up with a dog, can't pop up with a cat, pop up with anything. Every dog had to come from a dog who came from a dog who came from a dog who came from a dog. So, how did it all happen? There's no bariolum, and there's no life that comes from nothing. So then, you have to come up with a theory, because otherwise you're forced into believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talked last week about how people come up can justify anything and everything, and you can't provide a text that can't be twisted. Adam Rishon is or. Adam Rishon is clear. That he was clear to him, he was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way he was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him everything was clear. It was or. Second day, Mavda. Noach separated from the rest of humanity. Omer Shlishin, Hayaboshu, land comes out. Who's that? That's Avraham Avinu. That means the only stable ideas in this world are that the ideas that Avraham Avinu brought to the world. Earth is stability. Roka Ha'oretz Alamoyim. Yom Ravi, the sun, the moon. That's the period between the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash. Yom Hachamit, Shirtzu Hamayim Nefesh Chayav, Ofi Ofi Vonretz. The animals. That's when the Goyim run the world. The beginning of the sixth day, more animals, more powerful animals, Goyim running the world. At the end of the Yom HaShishi, that's when Adam HaRishon is created. Down at the very end of Yom HaShishi, that's when, at the end of the 6,000 year, that's when a human being will recognize what it means to be a human being. Yavon looked at the human being like the world looks at it today. Yavon introduced an idea of the destruction of any ruchnias, any spirituality that exists in this world. That's Choshech. Adam, the human being, the beauty of the human being, they had all these statues and naked human beings, introduced organized athletics to build up the body. And at the end of the whole process, then Adam, the true Adam, the main, the one who has tziruf of guf and neshama, comes into being. And Yom HaShvi'i is Shabbos. And Shabbos is, he says, look, that is Yom Shekula Shabbos from Nuchal Lechayom. That means for the fifth day and most of the sixth day, animals take over the world. It's a wild, crazy world. And only at the very, very end of the sixth, that's the period we're in now, the end, does everything does the true human being come out. We live in a world where whatever spirituality used to exist is going out of fashion very, very quickly. It's a world dominated by snus, by material achievement. And at the end of the Elef Hashishi, that's we're in, that's when the human being will begin to realize what a true human being is. That is Las. This is a medrash. What is Lassos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in an incomplete manner and wanted the human being to complete it and perfect it. The Gemara has a number of stories between Rabbi Kiva and Tonasufa Zerosha. Tonasufa Zerosha was the Roman governor in Eretz Yisrael. Tonasufa Zerosha asked Rabbi Kiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu son is an orla. Why does he create a human being with an orla? Medrash says, "Melamed shehakol tzorach asiyah." And Tonasufa Zerosha asked him, "What is better, ma'isa b'nei ma'isa odom or ma'isa Kodesh Baruch Hu?" So Rabbi Kiva said, "I want you to bring tomorrow. We'll meet tomorrow. There'll be all these wheat kernels. All the wheat kernels." Went home, told his wife, "I want you to bake a cake." So next day they came and they met. Rabbi Kiva gives him a piece of cake from his wife. Apparently his wife was a good baker. Delicious, delicious, wonderful, wonderful. "Now I want you to eat the wheat kernels." Wheat kernels are for human consumption. Tried to eat it and vomited it up. Says, "See? Ma'isa Adam is better than Ma'isa Kodesh Baruch." What's Rabbi Kiva trying to say? The world is created in a way that it's up to the human being to develop it and build it. And he has all the things he needs to be able to do that. Whether it's physically, spiritually, whether it's wheat grows and you can make cake out of them. Human being needs a bris milah. Everything requires human work to take its potential and make it real. That's Yashabara Elokim La'asos. He created it to be done. Hakol Tzorach Asiyah. Everything requires Asiyah. Eile Toldos Hashemai V'Horetz Behi Bor Om. What does it mean, Behi Bor Om? Behi Bor Om. Let me hey. Kiva koch Hashem tsuro lomen. We say that every day in Uvelet Zion. What does it mean? Kiva koch Hashem tsuro lomen. UK. The world was created by Tziruf Osius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the letters of the Aleph base. And with that created the world. That's a sefer called Sefer Yetzirah. What a Chazal trying to tell us. And that is the stira to a lot of the theories of how the world came into being. The world came into being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with a spiritual process for the physical result. So don't look at the physical causation of how the world came into being. It was done by a very spiritual process that resulted in the physical creation of the world. B'hi baram. With two oshos, Yud-Ke. Yom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shemoyim. That tells me something else. Very important lesson. About rain. It says Rashi. There was no rain. God is born creating the world in a very interesting way. That without rain, the world can't survive. But, Moron Tainus says, he left the Maftechos of Geshem in his hands. What does that mean? It means as follows. We say every day in Davening, Chokhnos and Olyavo, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it functions according to very predetermined laws of nature. It's a chok imposed it on the world. But there's one part of the functioning of the world Kadosh Baruch Hu left for himself. We will never be able to understand it, predict it, give any absolute causation for it. That's Geshem, that's rain. Why? He wants us always to realize we're dependent on him. And before there's a human being in this world who can daven for Geshem, there is no Geshem. There's a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world, because he created the plants much earlier. But there was a mist in the world that gave it. But the idea that there'd be Geshem, where there's the most vital part of life in the world, that there is no scientific way of dealing with, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he created the world. That we should always understand we're dependent on him in most direct ways. You are never going to be in control. So whether you have a theory of global warming, whatever your theories are about how rain goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're not in control. The most basic need, I maintain control. The rest of the world you can run. The rest of the world you can do what you want with it. And he wants people to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it because he's in control. Okay, we'll stop here.